This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, July 15, healed. Our scripture comes from Matthew chapter 9. While he was saying this, a synagogue leader came and knelt before him and said, "My daughter has just died, but come and put your hand on her and she will live." Jesus got up and went with him, and so did his disciples. Just then, a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed." Jesus turned and saw her. "Take heart, daughter," he said. "Your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed at that moment. When Jesus entered the synagogue leader's house and saw the noisy crowd and people playing pipes, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up. News of this spread through all that region. I have to be honest. This story confuses me on my best day and angers me on my worst. I have known many people with faith much stronger than mine who have died from illnesses like cancer, heart disease, and pneumonia. I can remember sitting in a small country church and hearing a pastor express his belief that if anyone was battling an illness like cancer, all they had to do was pray harder and have more faith and they would be healed. My wife had to work hard to keep me calm. Even so, Jesus says quite clearly that this woman was healed because of her faith. So how do we understand the role that faith plays here? First, faith is planted and nurtured by God and grows in us because of Jesus' work in our lives. It is a product of his closeness to us. While we do things to develop our faith, it's all in relationship to God and not by our own works. Faith is from God, and this woman's healing happened in relationship with God through Christ. Second, Jesus says that this woman's faith healed her. He doesn't say that everyone's faith heals all things. To think that all illness can and should be healed by the faith of the sick person isn't what Jesus means here. But Jesus is pointing out that faith is a strong and important component of our lives. God's gift of faith in us can do amazing things for us and for those around us. God's gift of faith in us can do amazing things for us and for those around us. Let's ask God to increase our faith today. Pray with me. Father, by your gift of faith in us, heal us of the damage of sin in our lives. Grow in us faith that brings us closer to you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.